Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Monday the 7th of March. Sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. Planets are talking about...
very watery and perceptive.
Oh, good. A great combo. Planets.
Assorted Lunars.
And...
if someone doesn't immediately see the beauty of a recommendation, the likelihood of thinking you are essentially going it alone in a leaky rowboat with one oar is not low. And since this feeling isn't exactly conducive to either mutual understanding or warm and fuzzy feelings about the very people to whom you are bound or committed, it would probably be wise to make the extra effort to keep it out of your dealings, transactions, interactions, etc. Also, if you have a burning desire to alter routines or make changes that affect your living situation, so be it and go for it. You've got the contacts, resources, and access. That said, it would probably be prudent to consult with partners and companions before modifying or completely upending systems that affect their lifestyles or interests as well. Finally, ixnay on attempting to force a resolution because you can't bear the ambivalence another instant and must take a view now. In this environment, if you cannot stop yourself from pushing, you are liable to end up or be left with an unacceptable product, relationship, project, lease, etc. Oh, and then there's that decidedly sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Stop! Okay, signs particularly affected by assorted lunars.
Pisces, Taurus, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 7th of March?
This year it's about determining what you want and where or with whom you'd like to be, and then devising coherent plans to pursue, achieve, or attain it. So rather than letting the exigencies of everyday life and outstanding responsibilities set the pace, give quality time and thought to figuring out methods that make more of whatever would make you a happier camper or puppy onto the scene.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.